Acid. Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Yeah. his tongue, to use his lung just to make a sound. Without his hands he couldn't stand, he couldn't get around.
Color ready to go, running down with us. Right there. change inside your fate. It takes a share inside your speed. Strange life, tragic comedy.
Dusty. Dimension, 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 dimension. We'll be right back.
psychedelic stuff on Cosmic Overdrive episode number 64, if I'm counting correct. A track list. We started with the 13th floor elevators and Slip Inside This House from Easter Everywhere, their second album. And after that, Mr. Pinotmi's Dilemma from a band that was known as The Attack at the time. This was from a demo that was never released, and they would later become the 5 Day Week Straw People, which kind of gained a reputation in psychedelic circles. After that, the Japanese Jimi Hendrix, Shinki Chen and his friends, and Farewell to Hypocrites from Shinki Chen and his friends album. We continued with Ultimate Spinach and Strange Life Tragicomedy from Ultimate Spinach 3, obviously their third album. Band came from, I think, from Boston in America. Continuing after that with Syd Barrett and Gigolo Aunt, and I don't have to tell you anything about Syd Barrett. Two Dutch tracks followed that, Group 1850 and Purple Sky from the Paradise Now album. According to collectors, it's one of the best psychedelic albums ever released, and it originally came out on Discophone, which was a Dutch label from a department store, V&D. It's kind of interesting that they would release such a interesting album. After that, you heard The Changes, a track from 1982 from Group 1850 singer Peter Chardin. And only 25 test pressings are ever made of this album, and you can only find it on the internet now in bootleg quality, but it's still interesting guitar playing over rhythm box. And now you're listening to Dreamies, Program 11, Part 1. Dreamies album is only made by one guy, and he made two tracks, Program 10 and Program 11, which were follow-ups of the Beatles Revolution number 9. That's why they're called that. They will take you out to 10 o'clock. I hope to see you all and hear you all again next week. Goodbye.